Canada is essentially a stalker, stalking the United States, right? Canada has little pictures of us in its bedroom, right? Canada spends all of its time thinking about the United States, obsessing over the United States. It's unrequited love between Canada and the United States. We, meanwhile, don't even know Canada's name. We pay no attention at all. First of all, anybody with any ambition at all or intelligence has left Canada and is now living in New York. Canada is a sweet country. It is like your retarded cousin you see at Thanksgiving and sort of pat him on the head. You know, he's nice, but you don't take him seriously.
Without the U.S., Canada is essentially Honduras, but, you know, colder and much less interesting. And I think that that makes Canadians, the dependence that Canada has on the United States makes Canadians, understandably, resentful. You can say that. But I think if Canada were responsible for its own security, if, you know, you'd be invaded by Norway if it weren't for the United States. Well, but no, I don't think the average Canadian feels it. Well, the average Canadian is busy dog sledding. You know that.
I will point out to our viewers, as well as to Carolyn Parrish, that Tucker Carlson often speaks with tongue in cheek. Is that a fair assessment, Tucker? Just want to make sure our viewers
don't literally
believe every word that you're saying.
Well, I don't think every Canadian is dog sledding at all times, but I do think there's a lot of dog sledding in Canada. Yeah, I do think that's true.
Very
you know
little,
that's,
my
you
friend.
Know that's, you know that's true, Carolyn. There's curling,
no.
too, but there's a lot of dog sledding.
No, there's not a lot of dog sledding. It's a lot of dog walking, my friend, not a lot
okay.
of dog sledding.
Welcome to our century.